May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, earlier it was kind of funny because by accident, the wrong Bible verses were put into the bulletin, but I told the congregation, don't worry, because it's a Christmas and it's a very biblical sermon, but I veered off from the Bible verses, but we've got the Bible verses right tonight. So, 2 points for us. But for me, the other day, I heard a song just, you know, by accident, and the name is Sarah, and I still don't know how to say the girl's name, but the name of the song is Love is Christmas. And I thought to myself, after hearing it, it gave me such a sense of peace, and I asked my daughter to make copies of the words off the internet, because I don't know how to do that, and she did. And I read through the words, and I thought to myself, wow, this is such a good and holy Christmas message. It just hit me so well, and I thought, I'm going to use it as the sermon for Christmas Eve, because it's a little bit different. But for me, it was a reminder of what is really important about Christmas Day, about the Christmas season, and even about our year. So first of all, her first verse starts off with, I don't care if the house is packed or the strings of lights are broken. So for her, she was sending a message. She was saying, well, it's okay if it's packed with good things, with gifts, with friends and families. But it's okay if it's not, because that's not really what the importance and the value of Christmas is. And that's the gift of Jesus Christ and our faith in Him. The broken lights. Well, if you're an optimist, we can say, well, at least that means at one point they were working. And also, even if not, we still have a place that we could put them. So that's a gift from God, because all that we have is from God. And then the next verse says, I don't care if the gifts are wrapped or there's nothing here to open. Well, we may still have gifts, or we may not have gifts. Life in Christmas is never perfect. And if we pay attention to the gospel, we know that Mary's first Christmas, the birth of Christ, was not easy. It was not perfect. But if we have gifts, we can give thanks to God, because we can either give or receive them. But she was telling us that having an abundance of gifts, sometimes abundance or not an abundance of friends or family, is not the point. Having an abundance of anything is not something that we can agree that it might not be all what is cracked up to be. The most important thing for us to remember is our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what He gives us, and that's love. Love is the most important gift of all. We are to learn to be content with who we are and what we are in our Lord and our Savior. We are to learn to be content and to know what has true value. So what's more important? The next verse, I love it. She says, I don't care if the carpet's stained. We've got food upon our table. I don't care if it's going to rain. Our little room is warm and stable. So what's important? What if we have a carpet that's stained? Well, let's think about that. We might want a clean and perfect home. But isn't it nice to know that if we have a stain on the carpet, that means we may have drop something, or maybe someone else drops something. That means we have something to eat. It means we may have something to drink. And for many, that's a blessing from our Lord. So we have to decide, is our faith in Christ Jesus the most valuable thing? Or is it maybe to work towards not having such a sloppy home? I think our faith in the Lord and the love of God is the most important thing. And then the weather. Well, we don't have rain today. We had some snow, but I'm hoping it's clearing up a little bit so everybody can get home safe and sound. But the weather, it doesn't have to be perfect. But if we have our faith in the Lord, and we have an opportunity like tonight to be together with our Christian family and worship Him and love Him and receive His love and receive one another's love, that's what's important. And then her next verse says, love is not a toy. No paper will conceal it. Love is simply joy that I'm home. Well, we are home. We're in the home of God, and we're blessed by that. But the first part of the verse, love is not a toy, well, the toy or the gift itself is not love. The love of the gift is the thought, the time, the care, and the joy behind the giving of it. And then the love is the receiving of it, the excitement, and also the appreciation. That's what's love. So then we go to the part that she says, love is who we are, and no season can contain it. Love would never fall for that. And I thought about that for a while, and I thought that's true. Our love for God knows that Christmas is not the end. Christmas is the beginning. Our faith in God, it's just the beginning, the birth of Christ. No season can contain God's love. Nothing can limit or contain God and His love. Because His love is more than Christmas. It's the total birth and giving of Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Lord. It's Jesus' life. It's Jesus' death upon the cross. It's Jesus' resurrection, His ascension, and then once back again in heaven. Love is Jesus' first gift to each and every one of us of the Holy Spirit so that we can be Jesus' emissaries. We can imitate our Lord on earth. For me, the song goes on, and I won't go through every verse, but it goes on to basically say that love is who we are in Christ. Love is Christ. We are to be love. Love is how we do. All of our actions are to be in, through, and with Christ, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And love is Christmas. We are to let love lead us. We are to let Christmas lead us. We are to let Jesus Christ lead us. For me, there's no better message for us than for us to realize and to follow out, letting Jesus lead us in our lives by His love each and every moment. Because there is truly no more better gift than Him. In fact, where it says, love is not a toy, what is the only gift that we can think of? The only gift that is love. That's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only true embodiment of love for God Almighty, His Father in heaven, and for us. So there is no better gift than Jesus. There is no better gift than Jesus' way. There is no better gift than his truth. There is no better gift than his life. And for us to imitate, follow, to live, and to love him, there is no better way. Jesus is our Savior. And we can always remember, as we are in God's home tonight, that God is always available. He's always there waiting for us with open arms, no matter what. When we choose, we can turn to him. Because Jesus has saved us, and he loves us beyond all measure. To me, that's the Christmas message. That's our joy. That's our love. Merry Christmas.